Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. This month's edition was written by Gordon Peary and George Lohmiller and is read by Jack Burnett.
Nature's Nasty Revenge. Poison ivy could, in theory, make a respectable garden plant. Its glossy green triplet leaves are tinged with pink in the spring and take on brilliant tones of orange and red in the autumn. Its small, pearl-colored berries are a favorite treat of many songbirds, which spread poison ivy seeds around the countryside. But enough praise. As anyone knows who has learned the old saying, leaves of three, let it be the hard way, poison ivy has a nasty habit of rewarding those who touch it with 2 to 3 weeks of blistering misery. The poison is an oily resin called urushiol that occupies every part of the plant, including the roots. The leaves, especially young ones, contain the most toxin. The oil can remain on tool handles and clothing for as long as a year. Dogs and cats can carry its potency on their fur. This is why you can come down with a rash without having seen poison ivy in months. Fortunately, the oils don't always go to work immediately, especially on dirty or work-hardened hands. If you come in contact with poison ivy, wash up at once and launder your clothes using old yellow laundry soap or Boraxo to cut the oil. Soaps made with fat are ineffective. If you do become affected, there's no shortage of remedies, but many of them are useless and some can even make matters worse. Mild cases can be helped by calamine lotion, over-the-counter cortisone creams, and saltwater soaks, but severe cases require prescription cortisone. Some so-called barrier creams, which bond with the urushiol, promise to be effective much of the time if applied before contact with poison ivy. Eradicating poison ivy plants is probably the best way to remain itch-free. They can be destroyed by being covered with black plastic or sprayed with appropriate herbicides. But beware, even dead plants are infectious. Perhaps someday, plant scientists will develop a non-poisonous variety. Rumor has it that they have already crossed poison ivy with four-leaf clovers, hoping to get a rash of good luck.